From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Hey everyone, we're back with another Whiskey Quickie, and today this is a little bit of a special project because we're taking a look at Blackened by Willett, X Willett, in collaboration with Willett. I don't really know what it is, but it's Blackened X Willett. I don't know how you're supposed to actually say it, but I'll give you a little bit of background here. So Blackened, of course, is a project from the late great Dave Pickerell and Metallica, but is now headed by their master distiller and blender, Rob Dietrich. And this is the new Masters of Whiskey series. And this is the inaugural release where it's looking at Blackened as well as with Willett Kentucky straight rye whiskey finished in Madeira casks. And of course, this is done in collaboration with Drew Colesveen over at Willett. So it starts off with a base of low rye and high rye whiskey recipes that were hand selected by Rob and Drew from the Willett Family Estate Reserve selection. These were aged for 6.5 years on average. And after the rye whiskeys were married together, they were then finished in Madeira casks for up to 14 weeks, where they underwent the proprietary Black Noise Sonic Enhancement, where the finishing barrels, where they say, are pummeled by the low hertz frequencies of Metallica's music. And Drew and Rob picked out the playlist.
Man, we've been to Metallica. There's some serious like noise going on. I guarantee there's an impact.
Give me fuel, give me fire. We'll see if we desire.
Oh boy.
Yep. So this is a bottle of cask strength, 109.6 proof. It'll be available in limited quantities with a suggested retail price of $140.
Man, I love that low rye from Willett. It's probably one of my favorite distillates they do.
It is. And I will say the one thing I'm curious about is I've only had a handful of Madeira cask finishes and I have not been fans of them. So we'll see if this one makes me a little more of a fan.
All right. Well, let's do that.
Well, let's do it. All right. So on the nose. Actually, it smells pretty good.
Yeah, it's kind of some like deep blackberry, like dark fruit.
Almost smells like a rye finish in a wine barrel.
Yeah. Yeah, a ton of dark fruits really on the smell. Feel like I'm nosing a cab or a Zinfandel or something, like a nice fruity.
Yeah, I'd really
bold wine.
I'm kind of with you on that one. All right, so on the taste. Different flavor.
Yeah.
That rye spice is really there.
Yeah, you get a lot of common rye notes. I get the spearmint, not dill pickle, but kind of some dill in there. But there's like a creamy vanilla-ness to it. Mm-hmm. And a little bit hint of that like wine flavors, fruitiness, sugary kind of notes. But it's not overpowering that, like on the nose. I thought after smelling it, I thought it was going to be much more influenced by that.
I agree. I think there's just a little bit of the Madeira cask influence. And usually when I said earlier, I didn't prefer Madeira, it's because I've had some that almost tasted bitter.
Yeah.
This isn't very bitter at all.
Yeah, they didn't leave it in too long. The rye is definitely held intact with this.
So. Yeah, and honestly, it's like when you say it's a rye whiskey finish of Madeira cask, you taste it and you're like, okay, there's the rye, there's the wine. It almost like comes in order on your palate, which is really weird. It's not like it's all blended together. It's like a gobstopper and you're going through layers.
Couldn't say it better myself.
All right, let's go ahead and rate it. So on the nose, where you at?
Thumbs up. I like the nose. Okay. Yeah, it was good.
And the taste?
Thumbs up. I liked it. I liked it.
Okay, we'll go with that. And on the finish?
Sideways. I wanted a little bit more spice, a little bit more something. It kind of falls flat for me on the finish, but there's some great... If you like rye whiskey, you're going to love this. The Madeira is like barely there, and I love rye whiskey, so it's just a really good rye whiskey to me.
I can concur with that one. I'll go Team Ryan here.
All right, great.
So that's our review on this one with Blackened and Willett as part of their Masters of Whiskey series. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.